the motion of the nuclei. And the idea is that the electrons move so fast that when you start considering the motion of the nuclei, the electrons adjust to the new position of the nuclei so fast that you can use that as a potential that these nuclei live in. So what we do now is I have the kinetic energy terms of the nuclei. In this case, I've written it out for a hydrogen molecule, the simplest molecule. So now I've got the kinetic energy term of here, mp, means the mass of a proton. So in hydrogen, the masses of the two nuclei would be the mass of a proton. I've got the kinetic energy terms here, and I put them in the potential that we calculated, this bond potential that we calculated by fixing them and moving them further and further apart. So this is like, this is now the potential that I use for the nuclei. And the potential only depends on the distance between the two nuclei. This axis here is the distance between the two nuclei. So it's convenient to go to other coordinates where we look at the center of mass coordinate and the relative coordinate, the distance between the two nuclei. And for the center of mass kinetic energy, there's just a free particle with no potential moving around. So the molecule can move around. And then there's this relative mass, that you use the reduced mass to say it's like having a single particle in the potential of in the bond potential, like this. So this is the separation into the average motion of the molecule, and this describes the vibrations of the molecule, where this little r is the distance between the two atoms. And so this is now the problem we want to solve. Basically, we want to solve for the motion of a particle in that bond potential. And that will give us the vibrational motion of a diatomic molecule.